First of all, to say it's absolutely really lovely to be here with you all this morning. And if you're wondering what's happening, I'm going to be here for a while as vicar. And the bad news, John, is that I'm not here for 3 months. I'm here for quite a bit longer. Well, we'll see how it goes anyway. Do you know, I still haven't got over preaching to congregations. It looks like half of you are bank robbers and the other half are brain surgeons or something. So, if you feel the need to just have a little pure fresh air, do feel free. I'm not so sure that that's actually in the regulations, but never mind. We are in the house of the Lord. Anyway, it's lovely being with you. I've sort of known this church quite a long time, over many years, in fact. When I was a young curate over in Laisterdyke, my vicar then was a very good friend of the vicar here, who was called Gordon... Correct. Now, question number two. He used to wear a little tartan tam o' shanter hat, didn't he? No, nobody remembers that. Never mind. Anyway, and over the years, so it's great to be with you. And there is a specific reason. I'm not just sort of here to, as it were, keep the seat warm until a new permanent vicar is appointed. I'm here with a specific piece of work to do, which is the bishop wants to... He's aware that this is a really alive, growing church. And we want that growth to continue and become even deeper. So it is my job to sort of encourage that along and help that along. And of course, when this was arranged, it was before lockdown. So I had all sorts of ideas that I'll come here and I'll go around and visit everybody. Anyway, that is all completely out of the window now. So we're just taking it from one day at a time. And I wonder if any of you are thinking, I wonder what is are going to be talking about for the next year or 10 months or however long. So I'm going to give you a preview, right? I once had this colleague called Neil. He's a smashing colleague, came to work with me in a previous church. And every Monday morning we used to go through the service in each other's sermon and just sort of, you know, talk it through. And after about 6 or 7 months, one Monday morning, he says, do you know, Robin, I've been listening to you preach for the last 6 months. He says, you've only got 2 sermons. Which I quite fancied myself as a preacher. So what do you mean I've only got 2 sermons? What are the 2 sermons? He says, well, your first sermon is always come to Jesus. And what's my second sermon? He says, your second sermon is come closer to Jesus. They're the only 2 sermons you've got. I says, you're wrong, actually. I have got a 3rd sermon. He says, what's your 3rd sermon? I said, the 3rd sermon is come back to Jesus. And I think he's right. I've been at it for 44 years and I've only got 3 sermons. I sometimes think maybe I should write a 4th sermon after all these years. But so, for the next 12 months, my friends, I shall be just enabling and encouraging all of us to come to Jesus, to come closer to Jesus. Or for those of us who lose contact, to come back to Jesus. And I reckon if you're only going to have 3 sermons, they're about the best 3 you can possibly have. Over the next year or so, I've really got to help us as a church to focus on growth. At some stage, we'll get around to sort of encouraging more people to come to church so the congregation grows. At some stage, we'll get around to finding and equipping new leaders and really great people in the church so that the church grows that way. But actually, I think the most important thing in any piece of work which is about growing the church, it's always about you and me. It's about, first and foremost, you and me growing in our own personal faith, becoming more like Jesus on a daily basis. You know, I wasn't really meaning to speak about this, but I can't possibly let the phrase go without commenting on it. In Brenda's lovely reading from Philippians, I wonder if you noticed. Your names are in the book of life. Isn't that amazing? I find that just about the most reassuring, liberating, affirming thing that can ever be said to me. Robin Gamble, for all your faults and failings, despite that, your name is in the book of life. Wow. Our names, everybody here, our names are written in God's book of life. But I think there's more to it than just thinking, oh, well, I've got my name in, I'm okay now, I've got my passport. I think it is really about growing every day as human beings and as Christians and as followers of Jesus and trying to become more like him all the way we go. I've been trying to do a massive growth thing during lockdown. I decided, right, I'm going to really use this lockdown thing. So I've been reading the entire Old Testament. I have to say, one or two times, I have been tempted to give up. Well, about 247 times, actually. But I've just kept, sometimes it's like walking through a ploughed, muddy field that I've kept going and going. Because just the chance to take in and learn and develop and grow. It's amazing. Recently, I went to a meeting with some people I'd not been with at a church meeting for years. And there was a fellow there, Stuart. I've known Stuart all these years. Remember him when he became a Christian. And he's a great fella. And like lots of fellas in the church, he's really good. If ever you ask for a job or one thing, Stuart will always help out. But he's not the most sort of putting his faith into words type person. Do you know what I mean? His spirituality is really a help as much as I can spirituality. Anyway, so we went to this meeting, and it turns out it was a prayer meeting for half the evening. And halfway through the prayer time, Stuart started to pray out loud, his own humble words before. And I have to say, I was so taken aback. I thought, wow, how you have grown beyond any thought that I might have, or expectation that I might have had. The parable that we've just had from Jesus says something like this, as I've now become separated from the book. Man went out and scattered seeds. And the seeds began to grow. The man doesn't know how they grow. He's absolutely amazed by it. Wow, this is incredible. They were just seeds, and look at them now. They're pushing up through the soil, and there's a stem, and they have grown. And that is from Jesus, a picture for every one of us. It doesn't always happen. We might get our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. So I've also been working with a young man, he's only in his 20s, called Harry. And he is, he believes in Jesus, and he's been on the start course, and he's sort of got started, as it were. So the seed has been, but it's not growing. And we meet about once every fortnight. We usually go for a coffee together, and we have exactly the same conversation. Robin, I know that I need to grow and I want to grow. So the first time, listen, why don't you try reading a bit of Mark's Gospel? Just a little bit. Yeah, that's a great idea. 2 weeks later, I am done it, Robin. I'm really, I lack discipline. I know, I said, Jesus is wonderful. I want to grow. And we keep having the same conversation. I've given him all sorts of bits and bats and metaphors. And I don't know what's happening there, really. But often we do go through times when we're just sort of standing still a bit. One of the things that I learned a long time ago as a vicar is that you can never ask a congregation to do something if you're not willing to do it with them. So I realized, wow, Lord, I can't ask this congregation to pray or to give or to care for children or to do this unless I have to go first. So I'm sharing a little vision about growing the church, continuing to grow the church. It's been growing terrific over quite a long time now. But the vision is given us from the bishop for us to really go for it over the next 10 months. And that, more than anything else, I think means every one of us growing spiritually. There's a phrase that I used to quite like, but I can't stand it now. And you'd be pleased to know it doesn't come out of the Bible. Do you all know the expression, you can't teach an old dog new tricks? When I was a young dog, I thought, that's absolutely right, is that? And certainly when I was a young curate and a young vicar, I thought, that must be in the Bible. That must be Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11. But no, it's not in there. But you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. As I've gradually gone from being a young dog to a middle-aged dog, to an approaching old dog, to I am now an old dog. Actually, I want to learn loads of new tricks. I've still loads that I want to find out about Jesus. I want to change. I want to become more like him. I want everything in me to go on learning and developing. And friends, brothers and sisters, I'm going to come here and I am going to grow spiritually in him as your vicar for the next year or so. And I invite all of us to follow this great adventure together. And I hope right now, inside your heart, there is a voice saying, yes, I want to go on that adventure. Amen. And thank you, you great listeners.